Good morning. It's February 20th. Welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion to the book of the same name. Today's title, That's Not Fair. I'm not being unfair to you, friend. Didn't you agree to work for a denarius? Take your pay and go. I want to give the one I hired last the same as I gave you. Don't I have the right to do what I want with my own money? Or are you envious because I am generous? Matthew 20:13-15. Why is it that when you hear someone cry out in their too loud voice, that's not fair, that you immediately think of a child? And yet, do we not know of adults who are constantly comparing themselves to others and complaining that they are somehow being treated unfairly? Have we not done it ourselves? Perhaps we think of a child because young children have not learned consideration for others yet. They are primarily focused on themselves and their own immediate needs. If someone comes and takes the toy they have monopolized for 30 minutes on the playground at recess, they are likely to scream about how unfair that is. They might complain to the teacher with a story like, "Johnny just came and stole my truck." The fact that it isn't his truck and it wasn't stealing are lost on a four-year-old. When I was perhaps 6 and my brother 9, and he would beat me at chess, I would angrily flip over the board and claim through my tears that he was cheating. Clearly unfair, right? Never mind that he was just better at it and no cheating was necessary to beat me. To me, it just wasn't fair that he won all the time. Someone close to me recently quit their job. Not because he was unhappy with his company's assignments, but because another employee was doing essentially the same job, but getting paid considerably more. In other circumstances, and medicine comes to mind, because that is my field, there are healthcare professionals that perform the same task as others, but because of their differing level of education, get paid more or less than the one who really fulfills the same role. Of course, there are legitimate societal grievances. Women often get paid less for the same job as a man. People of color may either get paid less or have less opportunities than whites in the same community. But even in these circumstances, where unfairness truly does exist, comparisons certainly don't breed happiness. And it's not always about money. Children feel that their sibling gets more toys or more attention or more iPad time. Teens complain that their punishment or restriction is unfair because their sibling never had to do this or give up that. Why should they be grounded when all their friends are doing the same thing? Whatever it might be, all of these scenarios have a common thread, comparison. In Jesus' parable of the vineyard, all had agreed ahead of time to work for one denarius. It was only in comparing themselves to those who had been in the field less time that those who had worked the longest hours felt they were being treated unfairly. Jesus not only makes the point that it is the vineyard owner's money to do with as he pleases, but that all had agreed to work for one denarius. Those who think that is unfair afterwards are not as good as their word. A deal is a deal. Envious, ophthalmos in Greek, of my generosity, literally means jealous side eye or evil eye, as in begrudge or resent. Jesus told this parable to illustrate several points. First, God is sovereign, and rewards are under his purview alone. Second, your perceived self-importance by worldly standards may have nothing to do with your salvation and eternal reward. The last will be first, and the first will be last. Third, it is wrong to resent someone's generosity simply because you are not the recipient. The Pharisees could not possibly imagine a Gentile entering the kingdom of heaven. How could they possibly deserve it? No one deserves it, incidentally, but that's about grace. Christians find their identity and their worth in Christ alone. We have been adopted into God's family, and we have put on the righteousness of the Son. There are no comparisons. Dear Heavenly Father, help us all to see that our value to you is in our union with your Son, not in the amount or type of work that we do, not in the color of our skin, and not in our bank account. Comparing ourselves to others is the quickest way to unhappiness, and the quickest way to lose sight of the good gifts you have bestowed on us all. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.